Hey, Red Tails, welcome to this episode of the Spitfire Podcast. I'm your host, Master Sergeant Christopher Parr, and I'm here today with Alicia Donadell from the 332nd Expeditionary Civil Engineer Squadron to talk to us about Women's History Month.
How you guys doing out there? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're super happy to have you here today. So first, before we get into Women's History Month, which is all of March, an entire month dedicated to Women's History Month, doesn't seem like enough time to me. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Definitely. So as you've mentioned, I'm A1C Donadell, and I'm originally from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. Later in my life, like around high school, 14, I moved to Bermuda, and that was a great experience for me as well. At 18, I decided to move to Atlanta, Georgia, and finish out my education. I got my bachelor's in biology and just decided I wanted to do, you know, more, make a bigger purpose. So I decided to join the U.S. Air Force.
That's an amazing start to your career, already having your degree.
Yes, sir.
So what made you decide biology?
Well, I definitely love science. I always have. I'm just an inquisitive type of person, and I like learning. So I don't know. Science, that was just always it for me. I originally wanted to go into the medical field, and I kind of haven't strayed away from that. I am going to pursue my master's, and hopefully that just takes me to the next step that I want to be in my life.
Is it going to be an officer position someday for you?
You're smart.
Okay. I think you're on the right track so far. It sounds good. So tell me a little bit more why we're here today. So Women's History Month, what does it mean to you?
Well, Women's History Month is just an important time for me because as I look back, you know, growing up, there are a lot of women in my life that had made such a positive impact and influenced the, you know, the person that I am today. Of course, my mom, she's such a strong lady, definitely strong-minded and independent, and she's definitely given me a lot of just pushed me, you know.
Moms do that. They do push us, right? Sometimes not always in the way that we want to go, but they seem to know best, right?
Definitely. She just always made me a well-rounded person. You know, I've done dance classes. I've done sports. She always kept me grounded in, like, you know, being well-mannered, education. That was a big thing for her. So I definitely can thank her for that. And many other women like Rosa Parks or Sojourner Truth, even like Deborah Sampson, you know, one of the very first females to join the military. These women made basically my life possible.
No, it sounds like, well, especially with your education with your mom, I mean, it sounds like you've definitely gone a very higher education pursuit, and you said your mom was a big influence on that, so that's awesome.
Definitely. She was actually the first in my family to even go to college. So she was definitely, you know, a pioneer of her own.
Well, I'm sure your mother is very proud of your accomplishments.
Yes, yes.
So, Women's History Month, what events or what can we expect coming up here?
Well, guys, I have a lot of great ideas in store for you guys. So I don't want to give away too much, but I just want to say, you know, if you guys are into dancing, maybe you want to learn a little bit of salsa, do a little line dancing, you guys can come on out to Red. We got a little paint and sip going on as well. And even if you guys just want to learn a little bit more of what this month means, I definitely encourage you guys to come out. We're going to be having events at Red's on the 8th and the 9th of March. So.
Okay, so some various events to look forward to. Dancing, huh?
So
now what kind of dance did you do?
So growing up, I did a little bit of everything. I did ballet, I did jazz, I did gymnastics. It's not dancing, but it still falls under that, you know, performance kind of aspect. I did, so we call it majorettes, but baton twirling, there okay. You go. So I did a little bit of everything.
So yeah. Are you going to be leading the dance, or are you just going to be out there showing off your skills?
Just showing off my skills. It's a competition, guys. No, I'm kidding. But we're definitely going to have some experienced people out there. My supervisor, Sergeant Lopez, she's going to be the dance instructor. She's from Puerto Rico, so salsa is definitely her big thing. She's going to be out there leading you guys to greatness.
So there's going to be some great opportunities for people to learn a little bit of dancing, get some education, information about Women's History Month. Anything else with regards to Women's History Month that you want to share?
Again, I just want to encourage you guys to come out and celebrate with us so we can honor and commemorate the hard work of the women that definitely made this month possible for us.
All right, Spitfire fans, it's time for another round of rapid fire. Ooh. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Empowerment.
Women.
Change.
Diversity.
Equality.
Justice.
Activist.
Health.
Celebration.
Freedom.
Vote.
Power.
Peace.
Love.
Future.
Past.
Courage.
Strength.
Leader.
Elise.
Heritage.
Culture.
Unity.
Peace.
Strong.
Female.
Women.
History Month.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. I always love trying to see what the last word's going to be like and what people might say. I want to thank you again for joining us today. It's been an honor to chat with you.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. This is definitely my first podcast. And again, just thanks for making me be a part of this.
Listeners, if you've liked this episode, please tell your friends all about the Spitfire Podcast. Subscribe, like. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been your host, Master Sergeant Christopher Parr. Red Tails, Spitfire.